Can you believe it? NRL round 24. I can't believe it. Will's shell-shocked that we're this close to the finals, and he wants to chat about it as part of this week's Fast Four. Hey, Will.
Hey, Danny. How you going? How was your weekend?
Not bad. How about you?
My weekend was good, apart from the fact that it was mostly raining, but yesterday was amazing.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
An absolutely beautiful day. A great day for footy.
Yep.
And plenty of stuff happened.
Absolutely, Danny. Let's get stuck into it.
Oh, where are we going to go to first?
Yeah, first on the Fast Four.
You're a wizard, Harry. The Storm defeat the Panthers 22-18. Match of the round.
I find myself once again in awe of another Harry Grant masterclass. The best hooker in the world, the Melbourne captain, comes through when it matters. This was such a fun game to watch. Both teams had no intention of giving it away. Let's get the elephant out of the room. That blocking call on Nathan Cleary's first field goal attempt. It's such a 50-50 call. Moses Leota was in the line of Harry Grant's pursuit, but Grant does a fantastic job of selling it, like Oscar-winning performance. If Ashley Klein doesn't call that, he gets ripped for missing a blocking call. If he does, which he chose to do, he still gets ripped. No winning in this situation. In my opinion, Leota gave Klein no alternative but to blow the whistle. And that game winner and golden point by Grant was just pure class. The dummy sending the entire Panthers defense to Nowheresville? Unbelievable play from an unbelievable player in Harry Grant. Penrith's road to the top four stays tough as they face the Canberra Raiders in Mudgee for a regional game on Friday evening, while Melbourne hosts the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs at home on Friday night.
Second on the Fast Four, you had to do it. The Roosters rampage. Look at this. Look at these tears of joy here from Will. The Roosters defeat the Bulldogs 32-12.
Another week I can come on this segment and be absolutely thrilled by a Roosters performance. This was class, grit, and toughness all rolled up into one, turning errors into opportunities, opportunities into consistent points, and meters into exhaustion for their opponent's defense. Shout out to Nafahu White, who had, in my opinion, a career game. 113 meters on his own with 41 post contact and a line break, good for two tries. White was an absolute menace through the middle. The Roosters had themselves another incredible performance in the hunt for that final 8th seed. As for Canterbury, talk about a performance flatter than a map. Errors at the wrong times in crucial field position, defensive lapses, gaps galore, everything wrong with this Bulldogs performance. That's two losses out of their last three. They'll want to get a win to secure a first-round matchup at home. Canterbury travel to Melbourne to take on the Storm on Friday night, while the Roosters take on the Eels in Para on Saturday night.
Third on the Fast Four, the Sharks stay on the current. The Cronulla Sharks defeating the Gold Coast Titans 54-22, a flogging.
Demolition job for the Sharks. A valuable 2 points to stay above the Roosters and the Dolphins at the 7th seed. A slick attack through a non-existent Titans defense. But this game, for me, begs more questions about the Gold Coast franchise. Where is this franchise going? Not a whole lot of prospects are developing in Robina. AJ Brimson has been the closest one, but even he hasn't reached his full potential yet. Some of the rookies they've graduated up this year are still green, like Jalen DeGroote, who did get himself a try in this game. Jaden Campbell and Keone Kinney are also still developing. Speaking of those three, DeGroote, Campbell, and Kinney all play similar positions, so there's a long jam just to add to it. Rumors are swirling around Tino Fa'asuamala'awi's future beyond 2026. Ditto for Dez Hasler. Not to mention the million-dollar money pit in David Fifita having a season mostly spent down in Q Cup or injured. This team is the definition of drifting at sea. Significant money shelled out just to underperform season after season. And a lot of that significant money went to veterans who just haven't really been all that this year. The Titans run home to avoid the spoon. Doesn't get easier when Gold Coast hosts the Warriors on Saturday evening while the Sharks get the bye.
I'd say the big story from that game was the post-try celebrations. Nico Hines proves that he can not only be really awesome at footy, he's really good looking, but he can dance as well. We hate you, Nico. We hope you're barred for life from the game. Fourth on the Fast Four, the Horses run the Battle of Brisbane. Brisbane Broncos defeat the Redcliffe Dolphins 38-28.
Let's circle back to the Nico Hines thing real quick. Does he put ketchup on his steak? There's got to be something wrong with him somewhere.
Sold his soul to the devil a long time ago.
He puts ketchup on his steak. You heard it here first.
You can probably play guitar.
In terms of the Broncos, people have been calling the Broncos rocks and diamonds all season long, but when they're in their diamond form, playing up to competition and through adversity, wow. they're hard to stop. No Reynolds, no Mam, no Cabo, and they overcame a 14-point deficit and defended that lead for almost 20 minutes. A great performance. The makeshift halves pairing of Billy Walters and Ben Hunt at 6 and 7 respectively did wonders for their attack, providing a roving dynamic that played well against a rigid Finns defense. A big win for the Broncos. The Finns are surely disappointed after the past 2 weeks. Just 2 wins out of their last 5 has put them in a position of needing 3 straight wins and needing help elsewhere to knock the Roosters off that 8th seed. They'll need to do their job first, facing Manly on Saturday afternoon, while the Broncos travel down to Newcastle to face a struggling night side on Sunday afternoon.
And before you jet, what's happening over in the WNBA?
The Washington Mystics defeated the Los Angeles Sparks 95-86 this morning. We saw the return of Cameron Brink for the Sparks. He only played about 12 minutes and only got 2 rebounds.
From an ACL.
Yeah, from that ACL injury. In terms of the Mystics, they've moved themselves into good position to contend for that final playoff spot. Sonia Citrin got herself 24 points in 27 minutes, but I just want to shout out Asia Wilson, who's been on an absolute tear for the Las Vegas Aces recently, averaging 22.2 points, 11.7 rebounds, and 3.4 assists in her last 10 games. Ridiculous. And last time I checked, against the Wings right now, she had 32 points, so her scoring tear has just continued.
If you're listening, send us sneakers.
And also, the Minnesota Lynx also solidified their playoff spot. They've got the best record in the league by far, by a country mile, essentially.
Send us sneakers. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Danny.
See you this time next week.
Absolutely.